Welcome to Chip Chat, an interview series that connects you with technology experts around the issues that industry is focused on today. And now your host, Allison Klein.
Welcome to Chip Chat. My name is Allison Klein. I'm very excited to have Justin Ratner with us today. Welcome, Justin.
Allison, pleasure to be here.
So you are Intel CTO. A lot of people know that term, but what does that mean at Intel? I mean, it's a unique role for a company that's so enmeshed in technology.
Well, a lot of people tell me it's the best job in the world. And I have to say, being CTO for Intel is pretty exciting. I guess it's why my wife tells me I can't retire, at least anytime soon. But the role of CTO is different, really, at almost every company. I've never met another CTO who has exactly the same job that I have. I have a lot of visibility, obviously, with events like IDF and research at Intel and, you know, the other conferences and venues that I speak at. You know, I also have a big internal responsibility. I'm responsible for Intel Labs, which is the biggest of the research activities at Intel. And, you know, overall, try to advise the senior management on where should we be going in terms of technology. So broad internal as well as external responsibilities.
That sounds pretty exciting. You must see things all the time that the world is only dreaming of. So I did hear about your keynote this morning. You talked about contextual-based computing. Do you want to tell the audience what you mean by that?
Well, sure. It turns out this notion of context awareness has been with us for quite a while. I had Bo Bigol on stage with me this morning from PARC, the Palo Alto Research Center, where this notion of ubiquitous computing got started, you know, almost 20 years ago. I think he made a really good point. Even before people started to buy PCs to get to the internet, the researchers at PARC were thinking that computing, you know, required too much user effort. So that notion of giving computers, by the way, those computers might be phones, they might be TVs,
right.
They might be signs. I mean, you know, a lot of different forms of computers these days. If we could give them the ability to learn more about what we, you know, as users, wanted them to be doing, that we could really turn them into quite amazing devices.
Do we have a lot of this today? And what is the gap between today's contextual computing and tomorrow's that your team might be working on?
Well, I think we're really kind of only taking baby steps. I think what we're going to see is where we're taking both the hard sensor information, geopositioning and compass and, you know, just light sensors and, you know, pressure sensors and so forth. And when we fuse that with soft sensor information, the information from your calendar, the information from your browsing activity, you know, the television programming, your social network, when we fuse the hard sensors and the soft sensors together, then we're really creating more of your complete context. And I want to emphasize your context.
Right.
We want to be able to deliver services that are in response to your context, where you are now, where you're going, what you're doing.
Sounds like these devices could be the best friend you ever have, in a way.
You know, as much as we value these devices today, they will become indispensable. I mean, they really will be our coaches, our advisors, probably our confidants, in ways that people never thought possible in basically an information device.
Maybe our devices know us a little too well and know where we are and where does your, you know, autonomy and your ability to be private come into all of this?
You know, we're very, very conscious of this. All the work we've been doing on context-aware computing includes, really from the get-go, the privacy and security concerns and consideration. But I think consistent with Intel's overall approach to security, it's very much opt-in. You decide. If you don't want to release any information, we can still deliver a lot of capability. We just won't share that, you know, that information with anyone else.
Obviously, we have some technology innovation going on here, and Intel Silicon is relevant. What are the critical components that have to come together to make this a reality?
I think, you know, we're in pretty good shape today, and there's nothing that's preventing us or preventing our customers from delivering context-aware solutions. But we can see, you know, that when we make more use of things like computer vision, face recognition, the computing requirements are going to go way up, you know, and we're going to have to pack a lot more processing power, particularly in the mobile devices, than what's available today, at least at those power levels. You know, we're going to have to do things at a watt that today we struggle to do at 25 watts or even, you know, or even 50 watts.
Sure.
I think the other thing is it does change what's important in the design. And we believe context-aware designs are always on, you know, in a different way than we've used that expression in the past. They're always on in terms of they're always sensing. They're always listening. They're always watching. And that means we're going to have to pay very close attention to that sensing subsystem so that it has a very low energy requirement. Mm-hmm. So there is a lot of architecture and design issues that we'll be dealing with in the, you know, in the years ahead to make context-aware computing a full reality.
Well, I can see a lot of value for people's lives in this technology trajectory. Justin, thank you very much for being on the program. I always learn something from talking to you.
Great. Delighted, Allison. Thank you much.
Visit ChipChat online at intel.com/design/chipchat.htm.